Hey guys, it's Scott. This is an episode of my Scott Does Stuff podcast. I forgot that I didn't even release this yet. But it's what is this? It's September now, so this was in August. A bunch of us, I mean some people from Comedy City, Mike Esser Khan, who is on a bunch of episodes of almost all the episodes of Scott Ringer podcast, and then Nick Wallander, who is on the episode with the Rhinelander special podcast, and then other people also from Comedy City. We were going up to Eagle River, which was about 3 hours away from our hometown in Green Bay, and we drove up there to do a bunch of Comedy City comedy improv remotes at this resort up there, and we drove. It's 3 hours there and then 3 hours back. We got to stay overnight. And on the way there, on one of the last times, I think the last time we were there, I'm like, you know, it would be great. We should record a podcast while we're driving, just have a conversation. And that's what this is. So disregard some of the noises of the car, drivings on the highway. I kind of had to cut some crappy parts and boring parts out. So if there's any blips and bloops of audio being stupid, that's why. And also I just kind of ended it. We stopped to get supper and I just kind of forgot to record it after we got back in the car. So once we get to our location, it's probably just gonna abruptly end for you, so just get ready for that. Other than that, just enjoy the weirdness that just the weird conversations we have on this episode of Scott Ringer Podcast. Nope, not Scott Ringer Podcast. Scott Does Stuff. I'm not going to fix that. Music, go! Alright. So this is the first on-the-road episode of anything I've done.
I actually had an idea to do this, not this specifically, but do a pre-show podcast where we just have the microphone and then you'd have to edit it because some pre-shows are boring.
Look at the pre-show.
Before our show, like just pre-show, hang out back in the background.
Oh, okay.
Because sometimes we have really awesome conversations back there. Sometimes it's really boring. Same with on the road, too. We can set up a thing, but I feel like you'd have to edit it.
Yeah.
But you could edit it down. Just a really good part.
And take out the really depraved stuff that we don't want people to know about us.
Yeah.
Some very disturbing things.
But, okay, so I'm listening to this. I'm actually using audio equipment. I'm using headphones. Now I'm all burpy.
Why are you all burpy?
I don't know. I didn't drink anything. Oh, God.
We're off to a great start.
So, hopefully the wind outside isn't too bad. I'm listening to headphones, so it sounds like we're just near an ocean. It's pretty much
Okay. Well,
a constant moving...
That's okay.
You can say that. Then.
Yeah.
Say we're recording this in California.
We're in L.A. Angeles.
Shh. Yeah, it's a little... You don't have to...
Shh. Oh, shit, books. The books are falling off. All right, anyways... We were talking, and what was I saying? Oh, anyways.
We were talking about strippers and buffets.
Yeah. Okay.
But we don't have to.
No, that in general. With me is Mike Esser Khan, and Nick Wallander.
Yep.
This is why we want to hook the microphone up somewhere and just have it kind of always going.
Yeah.
Because you act differently when you know the microphone's on.
I know I do. But it was a weird talk. We had such good conversations.
Everyone does, though, too, but it's just a matter of just pretending it's on there.
And he's going to start reading a book.
No, I'm not. Because I was reading this book, and last night, I was telling Mike this earlier, I have 60 pages left, and it's like, you know, like, a climax of a book? This is like, I'm just grazing the tip of the book. Not just... I mean, like...
Grazing the tip into the new climax.
I'm grazing it. Yeah. So it's like the... I was going to say the pre-cum is coming out.
Oh. Is this the stuff you're talking about, Nick, that you want to edit out?
Yeah, I would imagine this is a depraved kind of stuff you would edit out of a... just a runny microphone.
You have paint on your shirt.
Yeah, they can see that, I'm sure, if they're listening to it.
Sure, Sydney, my daughter, does that all the time. She, because it was the same color as the other printing, so it looks like it was on purpose, but it's actually just this is, there's a little story behind this painting. This paint.
The two drops?
A painting I did that was very angry. I just painted it really wildly because it was angry. It was a painting I did when one night I found out that all of my exes are currently dating somebody. Like, I found out, like, the one, there's, like, there was one last one. I was like, well, she's single. It's like, no. She's finally... So, the painting is called They Finally All Moved On.
Oh.
And, yeah, it was really... I was... Alcohol might have been a factor as well. But I was really angry, and I just... I smashed painting, and the paint was flying everywhere, and I smashed the brush into the canvas. It was actually quite... What do you call it?
Revolting? No.
No.
Cathartic?
Cathartic, yeah.
Cathartic? I was trying to think of cathartic.
A cat in the Arctic.
Lethargic.
Lethargic.
No, a while back... Like, you know, I suck at being motivated, but like a while back when I went to the past the wine that one time,
yeah,
I was like, I fucking want to paint more.
Yeah.
And then so
twice a month.
I know, but I went home, like, I have ideas for paintings I want to do all by myself.
Okay.
And then I realized part of the thing of past the paint is you only work on details here and there. Yeah. So it's like you want to make sure the details are okay. So my painting, I started, and it looks like shit. I hate it. But I have themes in my head of what I want to do.
Okay.
So then I bought all these canvases and stuff, and I haven't painted in months.
I found with painting, it's a two-part hard motivation thing. You have to first go get all the shit.
I have all the shit, so I
know. But then it's really easy to not be motivated afterwards.
I hate cleaning it up.
Cleaning up is another problem.
Cleaning up's not too bad.
But it is, I mean, if you're, like, looking for a reason not to, for any art thing, there's always a reason not to do it.
Yeah. Well, I used to build models, too, and things always made it wrong. Not made it wrong, but, like, the thing that always stopped me with models was, it's like, all right, I have all this stuff together. Now you got done building the engine. You got to paint the chassis or whatever, and, like, you got to put it together. And it's like, well, I got to wait for this paint to dry now.
Yeah, and patience.
I can't put the next part on until the engine is on, so I gotta wait for this to dry. And like, fuck. So it's like, you start doing it, and then you have to stop after 5 minutes because you painted something.
Yeah, until you masturbate. What? Oh, working on another project.
You are?
Or work on another project.
Oh. Yeah, I didn't.
I try to create something every day in some medium. On some level. So, like, today, I didn't do much. I played some piano.
Plates?
I played some piano.
Plates and pianos.
I had plates and piano.
I miss making plates, like, in elementary. I don't know. I remember when I was really little. We drew on a plate.
Uh-huh. Yes, for, like, Christmas. Is your holiday gift for your parents? Look, I made a picture of a really shitty Christmas tree and a reindeer that is not anatomically correct.
See, mine, I drew a house. I remember I drew a house and then some grass and a circle, sun of the rays.
House day.
And a cat. So I think it was just like just for like preschool or something. Yeah. Or kindergarten or
you
whatever.
You still do that.
No, but they put like they do something to it, like where they cook it or something, so it's not. And they have there's a layer between it, so you don't have to worry about it coming off in your food. Because we just drew it with markers.
Oh, like ceramic plates?
Yeah. Or like it was like a plastic plate.
We actually wrote on some special piece of paper that they mailed in to the company, and they shipped us the plates.
Maybe that's what it was. I don't remember. I was too young.
So you guys actually made plates? But...
Yeah, I think it's about. I don't see them. I think they're in, like, my mom's closet, like, up in the where all the important things are. Because I'm like, that's one of those things, like, where is that fucking plate? I want it. But if my mom has it still, because I don't think I would have gotten rid of it. Because I've only seen it once in a great while. That'd be cool.
That's a weird thing with kids' stuff, too. I got a drawer full of Sydney stuff. It's like, I'm not going to look through it, but I might someday, I don't know.
Well, that's like something physical though, because eventually my mom, like, and dad, like, they gave. I always feel weird when I talk about my parents. It's like, oh yeah, it's in my mom's closet or whatever. Like, or my dad's, and like, my parents aren't divorced, and I always feel like I'm explaining it wrong, because like I went over to talk to my dad because he's been working on my car or whatever. So I'm like, oh yeah, I was at my dad's house last night, I'm at my parents' house, but I mainly went to see my dad. Or like, oh, I was at my mom's house. Or one of my mom's.
If you feel that awkward and your parents are still married, it's probably lucky they're not divorced. You feel more.
No,
awkward.
They're fine together, but
you'd have to explain so many more things. You'd have to be. No, I'm saying if you feel as awkward and things are normal.
Yeah.
If things were different, you'd feel really. Or maybe you'd roll with it easier.
Maybe. I don't know. Because I always feel weird because I'm like, oh, yeah, for Christmas, I was over at my dad's side. No, my dad's side is like my dad's. Brothers and sisters, my mom's side, yeah. My mom's brothers, yeah. And sisters. But so we're like, oh yeah, it's my dad's side. I'm like, no,
it's my brother's, but
I don't know. I think it's weird. Maybe because it's divorce is so common that
preemptively.
Like when I say that, they're like, oh, his parents are divorced. It's like, no, it's generic nuclear family.
50%,
half, something like that.
Half marriage has ended.
I heard it moved to like 53.
Yeah. More than half. You are more likely to get divorced if you get married. That's great. Actually 100% true. All people who have divorced were married.
It's true.
100% of divorces start with marriage.
Like this, it's always something in Philadelphia episode.
You would not leave town without getting your ass kicked if you said you were a vet.
Why?
Because you don't do that.
Why?
You don't do
you
that.
You just
man.
Don't do that. It might well, even be a crime.
What if they don't find out?
Yeah, it's like we're going to a strip club. They lie all the time. You said your last name, your name was Bert or Bradley. What was it?
No.
Mine was mine Bradley?
It was Bert Bradley.
I don't even remember. Oh, I was Daryl.
Daryl, what is Bert Bradley from?
It sounds like something else.
I was Daryl McQuarters.
Daryl McQuarters? I think I was Bradley.
Was it McQuarters because you didn't want to tip him dollars?
I didn't want to tip him anything, and I just thought I would get rid of that one girl, and apparently she is really, really inexpensive to do things. You give her a dollar to go away, and she has her boobs up in your face.
Well, the funny thing is, there was one girl...
I paid you to go away.
But I'll say that one girl was like, she was dancing when just got done with the stage area.
Yep.
But we were like, all right, time to sit back at the bar for a little while. And then she was like dancing and stuff like that. She wasn't bad looking. But then afterwards, she's like, you guys want to tip me for my dance? And I was like, I don't really have much cash left. I'm like, I don't have any some more singles. And then she's like, oh, okay. I'm like, all right, fuck it, whatever. And it's the end of the night. I had a five. I'm like, here, just take it. She's like, okay, thank you. I'm like, she starts walking away. I'm like, whoa, don't I get something for that? Well, what do you want? I'm like, this is either a trap or like just a slap in the face. I'm like, I don't know, just put your boobs in my face. She's like, okay, do you want money back for that? I'm like, no, just keep it. I feel so bad. Like, hey, here's my tip. Can I have a couple of your other ones?
Yeah,
back?
She was ready to make change with you, and that was extremely weird.
Yeah, I was like, no. If you're
well, it's strange that you asked her for something more because she said, "Do you want to tip me for the dance I did?"
Yeah.
So that was what the more was. You were paying. It's like.
But if I went to him for the dance, I would sit him on the side of
it. What were you expecting for $5 if the other girl for $1 was putting her boobs all up in your face?
Maybe that was the code for like the back room action. She's like, oh, he paid with a Lincoln. Uh-oh, Lincoln means a winking. Pay with a Lincoln.
You get a winking.
Yeah.
I'm going to work my way into the back room tonight. I'll find out what the code is.
Okay.
I think it might be, hey, how much to go to the back room?
Yeah. I'm guessing it's that simple. Scott's going to be like trying to figure out code words.
Which president has the nicest head?
Zachary Taylor.
How do we establish the moon landing tonight?
Is that anal sex? Is that?
I think so, because it's the butt. The moon. The mooning is the butt.
Yeah. I would think I'm using the new euphemism for anal sex. Moon landing. Because it's really tricky to do. Like, it's tricky to convince people to, you know, get into this.
Yeah, and then nobody believes it's real if it happens.
No, that's right.
And yeah, and oh, you guys gotta watch out for the splashdown.
Watch out for the splashdown.
Code word would be like, hey, if I give you enough George Washingtons, will I be able to cross the Delaware?
Can I see your Potomac?
Which
will you chop down my cherry tree?
How much can you do without it being illegal?
Which boat will settle the colonies first?
What's not a felony?
Which constitutional amendment has been ratified?
I have the right to bear arms. Do you have the right to beaver arms?
I don't know. Barrier beaver.
Barrier.
There was a time when GPS didn't exist.
There was. They had maps.
My parents... Okay, that's another thing. My parents, they take a lot of trips and they drive around a lot. And my mom loves... Like, a couple years back, we bought them an Atlas for Christmas because they wanted an Atlas. And my mom likes the Atlas because they plan out their route. I'm like, we should buy them a GPS. And my dad's like, well, he's like, I wouldn't mind borrowing one of your GPSs for a trip. I'm like, okay, I'll let you know. So yeah, those are pretty cool. And I'm like, yeah, I'll lend it to you. And then I'm like, or that's a good idea for Christmas or his birthday. I'm like, we'll buy them a GPS. My mom's like, no, we don't need that. I'm like, it's helpful. It's very helpful. She's like, yeah, but I like going through the map. I'm like, okay, I was going to get you guys a GPS or something, but apparently they just want to do the old-fashioned way.
There's something neat about a map, though.
There is.
I like that. We went down to Missouri, and on the way back, I bought a map just so we could draw, like, where we went. You can see where you are, that little screen. Uh-huh. Drawing a map makes you feel like an explorer.
Yeah, a physical representation of the journey you just made.
Well, actually, a couple of years back, my brother and I drove to Montana to visit my friend Tracy, and we ended up, like, I was used to have my GPS, but my brother was just sitting in the passenger seat, and every time, like, we entered into a new state, we'd stop at, like, a rest stop, go to the bathroom, whatever, and he would just grab one of the maps for, like, South Dakota or North Dakota or Minnesota or whatever, and he'd, like, we'd be going down the highway, and as we passed the signs for the exits, he's like, Newberry, and, like, he'd cross it off on the map so, like, he knew about how far we were through the state. Whoa.
Fling.
Oh, yeah, I was going to check my Tinder person and see if she'd message back.
My Tinder person. I don't know. OkCupid thing. I don't trust any dating site.
Yeah.
Well, because some of the, like, there's other, like, cheesier ones that you know they're fucking with you. Like,
yeah.
Like, they show these really attractive people, like, in your city. Like, no, that person's not in the Pier, Wisconsin. That person does not live here. Just $19 a month, and you can sign up and find women just like this. No, it's... I don't trust anything anymore.
I love reading the questions on there. One in particular always makes me laugh because it says, could you respect someone after sleeping with them on the first date? Or a one-night stand, actually. I'm sorry. Could you respect someone after having a one-night stand or sleeping with them on the first date?
Well, if it's a one-night stand, technically you don't ever see them again.
Yeah, I think I might be sleeping with them on the first date. Yeah. But either way, they're always like, no, I don't think I could. And I think about it as like, well, aren't you just ripping on yourself, too?
Yeah.
Like, how are you judging someone else because they were willing to have a one-night stand with you, but...
You're
like, oh, I'm okay with what I did. Like, you probably should say, yeah, I can, because otherwise you don't respect yourself for what you did.
Or, yeah, no, I can't, and I don't respect myself every day.
I'm going to find the exact question, because I laugh every time, because I'm like, how can you say that?
My favorite thing is, on OkCupid, there's a question that says, do you think people with low IQs should be allowed to breed? Or something along those lines, and it's like... People are like, no, they shouldn't be allowed to breed. They're stupid. And then the question that always is like a deal breaker, which is bigger, the Earth or the Sun?
Oh, yeah.
And they'll be like, the Earth.
Oh, and then there's a...
They have to spell it wrong, too.
Yeah, I wish. Earth.
There's a question where they ask Earth. You, what, wherefore art thou and Romeo and Juliet means.
Yeah, I don't fucking know.
Well, you can look it up online. Not a big deal. But then they get... Like, all these people are like, what the fuck, I don't care, this,
yeah,
their answer.
Yeah, one of them is, who cares, what the fuck, who cares, WTF, and then, but like, I put where, but I apparently, after reading many people's, it sounds like why. It's like, why are you Romeo, and why are you belong to this family?
Why are you here?
Yeah. But then there's I like puzzle ones because there's at least two puzzle ones I know. It's like follow the sequence. It's like 1, 4, 10, 19, whatever. Follow, finish the thing. I'm like, this is easy because it goes in like up by like the difference between each number is 3 plus 3 plus 3 plus 3 is something like that. Because like 1 and 4, so 3, and then 4 and 10 is 6. 10 and 19 is 9, and then the next one would be 12, or something like that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Fuck. Yeah, and then, yeah, because it's 10 and 12, or 19 plus 12 is 31, and then between and it's like, what's the next one? It's like, well, obviously the next one would be 12 plus 3, so 15. So it'd be 46. People are like, 36. I'm like, how do you go from 31? Where did you get the, what pattern are you using? That's like, goes 3, 6, 9, 12, 5. And that's like, and another one is like, oh, stale is to steal.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It's whatever. I'm like, you take the numbers, and then it's an analogy. It's like, oh, bread is to toast as eggs are to cooked eggs. or yeah, whatever, heating something. yeah, so it's like you just say, hey, S is 7 on, or whatever, on both of these, and it's like, yeah, figure it out. They're like, I don't know, it's too hard. Like, if you don't know it, I'd rather just say skipping that question.
Yeah, you don't have to answer.
Yeah.
Do you like intellectual conversations? No? Oh, fuck off.
Well, I don't say, I mean, intellectual conversations for me, it's like, it could be something so different. Like, right now, this could be intellectual conversation, but I think some people are like, oh, you want an intellectual conversation? Well, what do you think about AIDS research and the politics of gun control as opposed to a fourth degree major in biology? Like, I mean, that's way too intellectual, but
like, is intellectual conversation, like, instead of banging?
Maybe.
Like, are they mutually exclusive? You can only have one or the other?
No, it just says, do you like intellectual conversations? It's like, yes or no,
yeah,
or maybe.
Yeah, but not all the time, really.
No, not all the time. I think I wrote, like, sometimes. Because sometimes it's nice just like, oh, what are your thoughts on this? Instead of going, we went to Dairy Queen and got a Blizzard.
I enjoy silly, stupid conversations.
I do, too.
With smart people.
Yeah.
Who have the intellectual wherewithal to throw in a really smart thing.
That's one of my favorite things is when like you're just doing a dumb joke,
yeah,
and then you make an awesome reference to something,
yeah.
Because I was actually just listening to that was a couple weeks back on Harmontown, a podcast with Dan Harmon, and they play Dungeons and Dragons, but they're like playing a certain version, but then they switched to like Pathfinder, a version called Pathfinder, and he made a pun based on that version of the game and also like something else, because like oh yeah, let's do this, and then like they just like, decided they wanted to steal this like baby, and like why are you stealing a baby? Because we can. It's like, we're playing Dungeons and Dragons, not Psychopath Finder or Sociopath Finder. And I was like, that's fucking amazing. It's such a great pun, like, because they're playing Pathfinder and a sociopath. It was like, fucking Christ, and like hardly any of the audience laughed. I'm like, that was such a great joke. It was just thrown away.
You found the question, Nick? Is that what you're still searching for?
Yeah, I'll keep looking. I guess it does. It irks the crap out of me. I always laugh at it.
Never on Rondo Club, that would have me as a member. That was my Groucho Marx, but it sounded more like Morgan Freeman.
That was some Groucho Marx?
Well, it was sloppy. And then I realized what happened to it. That sounds more like Morgan Freeman.
That's the thing I hate is
Morgan Freeman.
Fuck him. He's like, no. The thing I do get a little upset by is there's whenever like an actor becomes like they're always popular, but whenever they hit that like pop factor, it's like, yeah, they're good. Nothing changed recently, but suddenly everyone's like, oh, Morgan Freeman's the best. It's like, yeah, he is really good, but why did what suddenly changed that you were like, I want everything by Morgan Freeman? Like, yeah, he's good. And then for like Christopher Walken had that for a while. It was like, oh, everything Christopher Walken's amazing.
Yeah.
Jennifer Lawrence now?
Cult of celebrity.
I don't think so. I think it's still... Like, she... I don't think she hit that point hard enough. Like, for a little while there, she was like, I'm Jennifer Lawrence, and I do funny things. Look, she's adorable and cute and hot and silly. But I don't think she hit that level where it was like, I need to make a Morgan Freeman t-shirt. Or a Jennifer Lawrence t-shirt. Or whatever.
I don't know. I've seen many Morgan Freeman t-shirts
either. I'm sure there are. He has memes. So, you know. I don't really see a lot of memes of Jennifer Lawrence.
Memes and Ways Committee.
What?
There's a term in Memes and Ways Committee. I don't know what they do, though. It's a government term. Ask your public sector girlfriend.
All right. She's like,
excuse me.
She's like, ask her about it. I mainly
a bunch of political questions.
I just deal with subtraction and addition. We're still going over the fact that they don't know what presidents are. Science to them is like, do you guys know what the solar system is? Because we're going to spend 4 weeks on what a planet is. Like, honestly, I want to go back and, like, just, I kind of want to, because remember that, like, are you smarter than a fifth grader? As much as I hated that concept and the fact that Jeff Foxworthy was back on the air, I did want to kind of go back and just, like, and see, and, like, just take old tests that I took in, like, first, second, third, fourth, and fifth and stuff, and, like, just see, you know. Because I remember in, like, sixth grade, we learned what portaging was, and I'm like, yeah, I know what portaging is, but...
I wasn't going to learn that until after college.
Really?
Why would I?
We were learning about, like, earlier, like, civilizations, like, the people and stuff then. I remember...
I can see where there would have been the opportunity, but I don't know that I ever learned it.
I know that because they mentioned it, the city in lower Wisconsin, and also the fact that we went outside during history class and we carried a canoe across the yard.
See, I live farther away from Portage than you did.
So where did you live?
Milwaukee.
Isn't that like near, that's closer, right?
No, Portage is up by the Wolf River, isn't it?
I don't know. It was a history class, not a geography class. I don't fucking know where cities are. Everything. If I hear a city I don't recognize, I assume it's south. I automatically assume it's south.
I think it's west. Portage, I think it's west.
Mm-hmm. Like, I automatically assume it's like somewhere around Madison.
I think it is closer to Madison Dells area.
Well, that's both then.
Yeah. I think Portage was where they connected, like, the Wisconsin River from the Mississippi to, not Mississippi, but Lake Winnebago to Wisconsin River, something in there.
Yeah, because they had to, that's why it's called Portage, because it was a trading town where they portaged their canoes across from one body water to the other.
Yeah.
That's gotta suck,
but,
though.
I'm just saying I didn't learn it until after. What? Portage and canoes?
Yeah. Well, no, the fact that, like, hey, buddy, everything you can carry with you has to fit in this canoe, but also there's a point where you have to, like, you have to carry the canoe above your head for a long time. You can't just drag it on the ground. That means everything will fall out unless you put it on your back. I don't know. Sometimes I think I'm born in the wrong, like, century. And then I realized I wouldn't survive, like, in the 1800s.
You would, or would you have, because it was just the way things were done?
I don't know. Maybe. Because I'm getting to the point where there's too much fucking technology. I hate it. I'm hating technology. Like, but if it was, like, the 80s and early, and, like, 90s, if that was when I was 30, that might have been all right. Maybe. But then again, if I was, like, turning 50 and 60 now, and I was trying to figure it out, like, what the fuck is wrong with kids, I think I'd be even angrier than I am. Well, I'm trying to watch a show. How come they keep putting hashtags on things? Fucking hashtags.
So you can have a conversation on Twitter with other people based on the hashtag.
My children are dead.
What?
I don't know. I assume.
All right, here's the question.
All right.
Could you have respect for someone after having sex with them on the first meeting or date? And apparently,
some people say no.
No. So basically, that means you don't respect your own decision to have sex with someone after meeting them.
That makes sense for me, because I don't respect the decisions I make most of the time. I'm often disappointed with my choices.
But 90% of the time, people are saying no because for whatever reason they feel like they're being all pretentious or something, yeah, I don't know, righteous. Right. Well, they're righteous.
They're reading it as, you respect someone who has, who has sex, they're not factoring in, they had sex with you.
Yeah, you're that.
You're the one.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah, you're also a person who had sex on the first date. It's like they're judging other people who might do that, but they're not understanding the questions is. Right.
Wait, what, how are we, say it again?
Could you have respect for someone after having sex with them on the first meeting date?
Okay.
So you are engaging in the sex with them. So they're like, wow, I can't believe you're the type of person that bangs on the first date. No respect for you.
But at the same time, Groucho Marx, there we go again. Or is it Charlie Chaplin? Who is it? Groucho Marx.
I don't know.
I don't want to belong to a club that would have me as a member.
Yeah.
Like, oh, you had sex with me on the first date? Something's wrong with your bucket of bolts. You fucked me I took you to Olive Garden.
That proves Nick's point, though, is that person then doesn't have respect for themselves.
Yeah. But Groucho Marx had respect for himself. Didn't he? Why wouldn't he? He had a funny nose.
What?
Or the glasses. What's wrong with him?
Nothing was wrong with him.
Whenever they have those like fake nose and glasses, like a mustache, isn't that him?
Yeah, that is.
What has a giant nose on it?
It has a larger nose, yeah.
Did he have a big nose?
Are you being racist towards Jews?
Is he Jewish? I didn't know.
Whoa. Man,
Hey, I'm just saying, I don't see religion.
Was he a communist?
Yeah.
Like, do you think...
His name was Marx, so yeah, obviously.
But was it spelled different, though?
Nope.
Isn't it?
Do you think they got sick of being called communist all their life? Because I'm sure people thought they were commies.
I don't know, maybe. Were they blacklisted? I don't know if they were. Charlie Chaplin had to leave the country.
Why, because he looked like Hitler?
Because of McCarthyism?
Yeah.
Like Paul McCartney?
No, that's McCartney.
Yeah, there's...
I realized that as I was saying it.
Let's buy some glass.
Glass company. Cutlass. Oh. There's a place in Green Bay called Pritchard Eye Center or some of that. It's like, and then the...
Is it the glasses is a logo?
No, it's like an eyeball. And it like, it's like, you see it from the side view and then like you see like, it's like probably the embodiment of like sight. So it's like a ray coming out of his eye. But when I see Pritchard, it looks like Prickard. And it looks like it's sticking like a giant spike into his eye, and it freaks me out. Cause I don't like eye stuff. I should get glasses soon because like my glasses are almost 3 years old.
Yeah.
I don't want to go because they do that glaucoma test and fucking pulls the air.
Oh, that is the worst. And you know they should almost not even tell you it's about the gum. They should give you another test and be like, look here and do this, and then just surprise you with it. Because the more I anticipate it, the more likely I am to blink, and they have to do it again. And that's the worst.
Well, the thing is, I sometimes I forget. Like last time, I don't think he told me. And he's like, "All right, just stare at the light." I'm like, "Oh, okay." He's looking at my eye, and then I was like, "Oh fuck, this is the glaucoma test." And then I was like, "And then just start blinking." He's like, "No, keep them open. I need to look in your eye." And I got, what's happening? Am I dying? Oh god!
I don't know. Do we need the glaucoma test?
I think I need water. There's too much air in my stomach.
How far away are we?
2 hours.
No.
Fuck.
We're halfway there. We're about halfway there.
Living on a prayer. Take my hand and we're naked, I swear. Jizzing in her hair.
What?
Jizzing in her hair.
Another one of those parts that's being edited out right there.
Yeah, I guess I never really listened to that song.
Yeah, I changed it. That was funny. That song he says, "On my steel horse I ride." Use the books, always. On the way home, I wanna do a stop up ahead because there's a strip mall, and one store is a used bookstore, and then right next to it, possibly the same building, possibly the same store, it's a consignment shop, and I want to see what kind of things these people in Anago consign.
Probably taxidermy.
I know, I'm sure, like, you go in there, like, you have your choice of, like, mounted bucks. Like, oh, do you want a rabbit or a hare?
I would love to play the game, what's the cheapest and most interesting animal you could buy that is all taxidermied up?
If it's a dinosaur, and by dinosaur I meant snake.
Any sort of snake.
And then whose doorstep do I leave it on?
Can you taxidermy? I think it would go with taxidermy, like, iguana, but, like, upright in... So it looks like a Tyrannosaurus Rex, like...
Oh.
I think it would be cool to do that with a cat.
Little model Jeep being chased.
I think it'd be really funny to, I want to get a ferret and then have it mount the stuff to make it look like he's sleeping. And then just buy a cage and put it in the house and be like, oh, you have a ferret? I'm like, shh, they're nocturnal. And then every time they come over, he's always sleeping. And like, bring it out. I'm like, no. He gets really angry.
And then nobody's ever loud when they visit you because they're like, don't you wake up my ferret.
And then one day you have a girl who sleeps over and she's like, your ferret.
Your ferret's dead. And they're like, oh, I'm so sad. I'm going to take it out back. Let's have sympathy sex.
And then you buy another one and then you put it in there with the dead one. Just to see what if he figures it out.
Sympathy sex is not fun.
What?
It's better than no sex.
It's true. Because it's like pizza.
Sympathy. Okay, pizza. I hate to say it though, but you can't. Everyone always uses that joke. It's like, oh, sex is like pizza. Even if it's bad pizza, you're still eating pizza. I'm like, yeah. No. I think pizza, even if it's bad pizza, there's worse things involved with sex than, like, okay, you've seen Seven, right? That's an example of bad sex that you don't want to have. Or, like, if you're in the receiving end.
If it wasn't presented as an option, I don't know.
What?
It's never been presented as an option for me, though.
But
so
still,
extreme.
Well, no one would say, hey, do you want some arsenic pizza? But there's always the worst case scenario you got to think about.
No, you don't have to think about it.
You do.
No, it's fiction and beyond the scope.
I don't know.
Are we going to stop for food?
Yeah, I'm hungry. It's been 12 hours since I've eaten a sandwich.
Hungry like a wolf?
God damn it.
Same McDonald's? Are we testing fate?
Yeah.
Well, we'll see how the service is.
And then
we'll gotta go to McDonald's, if anyone listens to the podcast, has sucky service. But we'll find out if they've changed their ways.
The first two times we went wasn't bad.
But we went to the drive-thru. Oh, fuck!
We did go to the drive-thru
both times. Because we were rushed. And then the second time, because I remember I had to eat chicken nuggets on the way there, and Megan kept hiding the sauces.
She
took the sauce, and I'm like, can I have my sauce? And she's like, it's in the bag. I'm like, yeah, it's by your feet again.